It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. What do burglars like?
Well, you know, experience has shown us that burglars like many things, but mostly they like other people's things. But two conditions are preferred by most thieves. One, an invitation, and two, a fast, easy, undetected entry and exit. Burglary invitations aren't necessarily those that come stuffed into envelopes like a birthday party, but there are still kind of signs and signals that look kind of like burglars are welcome. Have you observed the pile of newspapers or maybe some of the mail overflows from your own mailbox? Other invites might include some of these things that we see around Parsons. Non-maintained yards. That's always a bad sign. Keys that are left in your vehicle while you run into a store or you're trying to warm your car up, even though it might be kind of hot out now. You might be running your air conditioner and leaving your car unattended. Don't do that. If there are dark or concealed hiding places around your house, it's time to probably shape up the yard and cut back the brush this time of the year. Windows that are left open when you're away, notes left on exterior doors explaining where you have gone, the spare house key that so many people leave at the top of the door jamb or right under the floor mat. Bad places. Burglars know where to look. Messages on answering machines stating that you're gone on vacation. An open garage door. We see that a lot in different places here in Parsons, and that is one of the easiest places for burglars to get in and literally steal things while you may still be in your house. Privacy fences sometimes are giving too much privacy to our local burglars. And flimsy door locks and latches. And the ever unsecured basement window that we may not be paying much attention to. So those are all big invitations. And we do see some burglaries that occur in Parsons. They've been on a downward trend. Last year, we had 130 burglaries here in the city, which was down from 154 burglaries in 2019. We're hoping that we can continue to reduce that number in 2021, but we can only do that with the help of each and every one of our citizens to take on their own responsibility. And also, we want those nosy neighbors to keep an eye out for burglars lurking around or suspicious people. That's all part of the see it, hear it, report it process. So if you see somebody that's just kind of hanging around, looking around, maybe you haven't seen before in your neighborhood, give the Parsons Police Department a call at 421-7060.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of the Rap Sheet.